Hello, America, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining. It's always good to be with you. Now, usually when you do a show, you just do it chronologically. Unfortunately, the powers that be, or the powers that want to be, disrupted an interview I had with Tom Rentz. One, in the first part of the interview, they killed his volume. Yet the second part of the interview, reestablished in a different way, it's absolutely fine. They also cut us off. And they cut us off at a key juncture when we were talking about corrupt judges overseeing illegal elections. And they don't want that out there. And that was really clear. And when this has happened to you enough at key junctures of interviews, you know you've got a problem. When we do interviews that are not controversial, we never have a problem. When we do something about elections or anything that's highly controversial, then we get the interference. And that's exactly what we got with Tom Rentz. Now, what I was able to do was salvage about 20 minutes of the interview, but actually it was probably the best 20 minutes. And we're going to play that later in the show. And as you know, Tom Rentz is was the former attorney for the frontline doctors that took the courageous stand against the BS coming out of, oh, we must wear masks. Well, we know now they don't work. We must socially distance, never based on science. I mean, we could go through the whole litany, and Tom defended these lawyers. And now he's kind of had the epiphany I had when I was fighting against John McCain for the property rights of my community, is that it's a lot more out there that's wrong than what I'm fighting against now, and I can't quit. Once this fight's over, I've got to continue. And I see that genesis in Tom, and now he's taking on election fraud. And that's a deep, deep, deep swamp to jump into. And he's really focused on my home county, the county that I live in, Maricopa County. And really interesting, ladies and gentlemen, I have to ask yourself the question, can we ever turn this around? I really don't know. I mean, right now I'm telling you it is pointless to vote under the existing circumstances. Absolutely pointless. Even though Maricopa County got caught in massive voter fraud, even though Chairman Gates of the supervisors, even though Stephen Reicher, all these people caught supporting absolute positively proved fraud. And then you had the governor having conflicts of interest in her, Governor Hobbit. Now she was the Secretary of State. She interfered in her own election using her position illegally, conflict of interest, and nothing happens to her. She should be in prison. Katie Hobbit, as we like to call her, should be in prison. But there's no justice, no justice whatsoever. And we feel like we're voices in the wilderness telling you the truth. And let me tell you why there's no justice. It's not that we don't have good people out there. And I'm not speaking necessarily about myself. I'm talking about my colleagues. It's not that we don't have good people out there that are saying, hey, something is really rotten. And we're going to show you what it is. We're going to prove it to you nine times Sunday. And even the public in Maricopa County knew the election was an absolute fraud. Even they knew. And they showed up in droves and were given their 2 minutes. They would say, here is my experience voting. Here's how I was suppressed from voting. Your 2 minutes are up. Next. And that was the supervisors. They didn't care. They didn't want to hear the truth. Yet there was overwhelming testimony. There were three election workers that testified in public at the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and said, you ran an illegal, corrupt election. And I saw this with my own eyes. And they proceeded to tell their own story. And that still didn't move anything. Didn't move a damn thing. And this is why it's really pointless to ever vote under the existing circumstances. And the reason is, and I'm just going to be honest, the general public doesn't care enough to do anything about it. You know, there's an old saying that people see the light when they feel the heat. We're not making these people feel any heat. They got away with stealing a general election in several states, Georgia and Arizona, the two most prominent, Arizona being number one. Arizona is ground zero for voter fraud. Ground zero. and the officials, the judges connected to this are either in favor of it because they're Democrats, they're in favor of it because they're getting paid off one way or the other. And there's no other way to look at this. And when the general public decides they've had enough, then maybe things will change. Otherwise, our voices about voter fraud are just, there's a saying I wanted to say, but unfortunately, in the moment, this is a family show and I can't really express what needs to be said. But what I'm saying is we're wasting our time. You're wasting your time being a Republican. And we're going to get into that here in just a minute. You're wasting your time supporting any GOP activities. And what I'm talking about here is not individual Republican candidates. Carrie Lake was a budding superstar. She is a generational candidate, but she'll probably never see the light of day because the forces have coalesced against her because she is so good. She can move people. I'm going to give you a sad statistic. I have a contact, former law enforcement. I'll just say it that way. And there's been a mark on his life, and this is why I've got to be careful. But he has broken the codes and how they weight the machines. He broke the codes. He won't come on my show, but he gives me the data. And I have published a lot of the data, and it's consistent from 2020 to 2022. That's one way I know he's right. The other way I know he's right, too, is we look at anomalies like this. How does the Secretary of State, how does the treasurer race, particularly the treasurer race, how does that generate more interest than the governor's race that was highly volatile? Well, it shouldn't, and it didn't. But yet there were 100,000 less votes cast in those other elections that were on the same ballot, on the same day, at the same time. While you ponder that question, let me let you know that we are brought to you by Storable Food. The other day on YouTube, I went through the top 10 ways that our food supply is being diminished, and it's intentional. Control the food, you control the people. Food is a weapon, food is a conquest, and this has been a tactic of totalitarian regimes forever and a day. And one of the things that I'm going to say to you right now, very, very clearly, that process is underway. You know, since Biden's come into office, over 110 food processing plants have burned down to the ground. How does that happen? 110, not one FBI investigation. Oh, but there's no such thing as a conspiracy, is there? This is why you need to take care of business at home. And I'll tell you, you want to go to foodwithdave.com, and what you'll find is Storable Food from My Patriot Supply, the largest supplier in the United States. And they will give you 25-year shelf life and guarantee it. They also will give you balanced meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, lots of variety, snacks for the kids. It's really, really, really comprehensive. And they have a great deal, $200 off the three-month emergency kit. And you can order in increments of 3 months, and you can do just great with the pricing. And so what I'm saying to you is this is a no-brainer. And if you don't do it, you're going to become a food slave to the establishment. They will bend you to their will. They'll put you in their social credit system with digital currency. If you want to become independent of the system, food is where you start. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And along those same lines, ladies and gentlemen, if these power grid blackouts keep happening, and did you see who they caught? They caught Billy Joe and Bubba Boo. I mean, really, two guys that hang out at the lake getting drunk on Bud Light, and they're abducted by aliens. I mean, this is what the media portrayed about the two men who were caught shooting up a substation. They clearly were working for the FBI. This is clearly an inside job. They're preparing to take the grid down. There's been 9 instances in 3 weeks. Oh, that's just a random coincidence, right? We don't have any for years, but we have 9 instances in 3 weeks. 9 instances in 3 weeks. And the guys they caught were clowns. They're stooges. It's coming. And when the blackout comes, how are you going to get water? Exactly. Can you scavenge? Yeah, but can you be sure that you can drink it? No. Not unless you got a great water filter, and we offer that. The Alexa Pure Pro water filter is number one in the industry. If you go to waterwithdave.com, you will see that they very clearly published the research to show why they're number one. They are number one. So how do you get yours? At a discount, on sale. go to waterwithdave.com. Simple. Well, those are the two sponsors for the first part of the program today, and we're glad to have them on board. And I think you can see they're geared for your survival. And this is why we have intentionally picked them to do what it is that we do here on this show. We were talking about the voter fraud in Maricopa County and how it was blatantly revealed. I mean, in 2022, I should say, but 2020, when I first started to investigate voter fraud in my home county, I had to really dig for the details. I had to call people several times, put them in awkward positions, and, you know, you gave me a teaser, I need more. And I had to really work at this as a journalist. In the 2022 election, it was so flagrantly obvious that a child could have concluded they're cheating. Let me give you an example. 59% of the voting tabulators go down when the polls open, and they're in heavy Republican areas. Oh, and they were supposed to have been tested 13 hours before. And these machines are not connected. It all happened simultaneously, which tells you it was probably a frequency attack and they operate on a certain frequency. And that's how you do something like that, because it would require too many workers to take them down all at once. So here's what you're being asked to believe by the authorities and the judges, that independently, all these machines that are random and independent went down at the same time in Republican areas in almost 60% of the county's polling places. Does that even sound logical to you? Well, of course it doesn't. And in the first part of the interview I had with Attorney Tom Rentz, we actually got into that and we just said the odds are astronomical that this is simply due to random chance and mechanical failure that just happens to repeat itself in 60% of the machines independently of each other. Makes no sense. But the supervisors, when the hearings were concluded, not hearings, excuse me, the public comment was concluded, they went off on the public. How dare you say we're not running a clean election? This is the most fair and clean election ever. Yeah, if you're a cheater, you loved it. You loved it. In fact, one of the things, and Tom and I didn't get into this, so I need to mention this now. Bill Gates, who is a former student of mine, was brilliant, honest, had integrity, but he's living proof what happens when you get into politics and join the dark side. But ladies and gentlemen, this, I'm trying to think of the best way to say this. They take large sums of money personally, they being Bill Gates and Stephen Reicher, the Maricopa County Clerk and Recorder, and they support a PAC that is designed to work against America First candidates like Carrie Lake, Abe Amadei, Mark Fincham. They work against these candidates. And this is a united effort. This isn't just a Maricopa County effort. I hope you hear me. You probably have this going on in your state as well. I know it in my state because I researched it and found it's true. But at the national level, it's true. We know that Traitor Mitch McConnell reached an agreement with Chuck Schumer to try to rid the Senate of MAGA Republicans and give them terrible committee seats and not give them any power if they do get elected. And it was McConnell that pulled the funding for 8 senatorial races of America First candidates. Fortunately, J.D. Vance survived and he got elected in Ohio, but these other elections were winnable. Mitch McConnell sabotaged his own party, which is one of the reasons why I'm not a Republican any longer. It's a waste of time to send them money. I mean, he worked with Chuck Schumer, people. He votes with Biden. He did a joint appearance with Biden, to celebrate the boondoggle called the infrastructure bill. What a crock of crap that is. It's filled with perks and pork. I mean, who was it? Lisa Murkowski, the ultimate rhino who votes with Biden 70% of the time, but has the nerve to call herself a Republican. And she cheated her way into office again with fraudulent election practices in Alaska. And she got $14 million. Well, that's real infrastructure. What are they doing? Facial reconstruction? Is that her infrastructure? Huh? It's stunningly corrupt. And then how do we talk about this? How about Kevin McCarthy? People say, Dave, why are you supposed to McCarthy? Because he and McConnell took FTX money. And FTX money was a combination of government money, drug money, human trafficking money, illegal arms sale money. This was the FTX, right? And so not only that, FTX was also, we think, loaded with Pentagon money. The Pentagon's failed its last five audits. 60% of their budget's unaccounted for. Now they're fighting in Ukraine. Okay, these are line item votes in the House to where we know they're spending this much on Abrams tanks, on missile systems. We know, we should know right off the top, what are we spending the money on? Where is it going? But it doesn't when they're not being honest and they're not being held accountable by the DOJ. The Joint Chiefs right now should be in jail. They're guilty of either embezzlement or intentional misappropriation. They should be in jail. But the DOJ is so corrupt, headed by Merrick Garland, the ultimate mafia kingpin. He will not touch this. He will not touch anything that affects the Democratic Party. So what did they do? They took this Pentagon money, illegally collected Ponzi scheme money from FTX. And where did they put a lot of it? Into American elections. It's already been revealed that FTX gave over $41 million to the Democratic Party and McConnell, McCarthy, McDaniel, the three heads of the Republican Party, the RNC chair McDaniel, now Speaker of the House McCarthy, and Senate Minority Leader McConnell, all received FTX money. Do you hear what I'm telling you? They're criminals. This is receipt of stolen property. I mean, most of Congress took money. Maxine Waters, Democratic Congresswoman from California, was asked, are you going to give the money back? Hell no, I'm not giving that money back. That's what she said, word for word. Oh, by the way, she happens to live in the biggest, most expensive home in her district. It's worth over $5 million, and she makes a public servant salary of $173,000 without any other known income. What the hell is going on there? I mean, it's just like one big bordello. Congress is nothing but a den of prostitution. These pimps, these prostitutes walk down the halls of Congress with their hand out and they go to the biggest bidder and they don't care if it's legal, illegal. Nothing's ever going to happen to them. The corruption is wholly out of control. And I was hoping in the speaker's fiasco that this would be all get revealed. But unfortunately, it didn't get revealed. All they did was deal with McCarthy and they tried to do some meaningless concessions. And I went to those concessions on YouTube and they were a joke. Oh, we're going to tighten the border. Oh, really? What are you going to do? What do you mean tighten the border? There's no plan. There's no plan. And every time a state tries to do something, the feds come in and shut it down because the governors don't have the balls to stand up and say enough is enough. You know, you look at Ducey. He tried to make a symbolic, he's a rhino deluxe, but he tried to make a rhino fake conservative appearance by putting railroad cars on the border to block entrance. And as soon as Biden says, you got to take them down. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. This is what we have. This is what we have. And even though I'll tell you what we talked about. You missed a lot of it here with the killed interview with Tom. We talked about Damar Hamlin a lot. Young man, great athlete, tremendous athlete, 24 years old in the prime of his life, nearly lost his life. And we don't know what the long-term implications are. I don't see a path back to football for him because a hard hit on the chest would prove fatal. And by the way, should we talk about his injury? You're talking to someone who coached football for a while. I played football. I understand the collisions that take place with two men that can run 20 miles an hour at each other. That could be devastating. Broken legs, broken this, broken that. But the hit that Damar took in administering a tackle was business as usual. It was no more contact than you'd see in a high school football game. This blow was not sufficient to induce a heart attack. And then what's interesting is Tom and I talked about this. The networks, as soon as this happened, within minutes, they began to run confounding pieces that said, well, there's no way this could be due to myocarditis and the injection jabs. Wait a minute. They did this within minutes of DeMar's injury. They began releasing it before he was revived. Can someone tell me how they could put together something that fast? Oh, they couldn't, could they? No, what they had to do was they know they got a problem with the vaccines. They know this is a ticking time bomb with professional athletes. And that's why they had to have the counter BS ready to run as soon as they had a high profile case. They had their high profile case and they all sprung into action. How dare you say it's the vaccine? And that's what the media was saying. Conspiracy theorists. Yeah, Tom and I talked a lot about that, but we also talked about Dr. Robert Malone, who, by the way, invented mRNA. And now because he won't go along with the fraud of the jab, they basically deplatform him, D this to him, D that to him. But he came out and said, well, what they're telling you medically is probably not true. The odds are infinitesimally against them being true. What is more likely is myocarditis. He had a heart attack because of exertion. That's what we're hearing. And this is what doctors are unafraid to speak out or saying. Doctors, well-trained, highly respected doctors. But that doesn't fit the agenda because now they want to inject all our children. What do children like to do? They like to run and play. What's happened to childhood injuries like this, like heart attacks? They've gone up exponentially. Because parents watch too much mainstream media. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. They think these injections are safe. They think there's no harm. Yet, if you look at anything that the life insurance companies are saying, have you seen this? This has been going on now for, I don't know, they've been noting this for about 9-10 months, that actually they've been told to shut up. But what's interesting, folks, is they're, what's happening with the life insurance companies is they're saying their death curve is double what it should be. Double. Do you know the lifespan in the United States has dropped 2 years since the advent of COVID? COVID didn't kill that many people. It's the vaccines that are killing the people. It's the vaccines that put people like DeMar Hamlin in the hospital fighting for his life, still in critical condition as of this report. That's fact. This is America, folks. This is how it is right here. I want to give you a quick update on something. Mike Lindell came out, said something very controversial about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'll address that. That was independent of my discussion with Tom. And what was interesting about Mike's statement, let me hold the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing because I want to promote Mike's products. They approached us several months ago and said, like the what you do, how you support us. And yes, Mike Lindell is a true patriot, and he has great products. Dave, we'd like to send you some of your our products, and you can start to promote them on your show, and we'll share revenue with you. And I said to them, I said, no, you don't have to send me anything. Well, why not? Because my wife has already bought about everything you have. It's the best stuff that's out there. And they said, well, for your audience, we're going to make it available to you at a fraction of the cost. Minimum discounts, 50%. Do you hear what I said? And some of the, like the slippers, I'm looking at my slippers right here on the floor next to me. The slippers were, what, $92, I believe, and now they're like $27. It's incredible. The savings are off the charts right now with quality products. If we're going to suffer in America, we're going to live under communism, we may as well have some creature comforts, right? Well, MyPillow is the best there is. Go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And there you pop up, you'll see the catalog online and you'll see what the price was and what the price is. And all you have to do to use the coupon code is Hodges. So MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And let's suffer in comfort together. And Mike Lindell and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen, I respect Marjorie Taylor Greene. I do not agree with her support of Kevin McCarthy. That does not make her a rhino. She has proven herself worthy many, many times over. But I think she's feeling they can bend McCarthy. to their will with these demands. I disagree with Representative Green because a leper doesn't change his spots. Kevin McCarthy is one of them. He's the consummate rhino. He's the consummate self-centered egotist. He's maniacally ego-driven, maniacally. Anyone who knows him says this. He is not the person to lead us out of the wilderness. He will make deals with Democrats to the detriment of the people of the United States. And yet she supported him. And I know why she did, because he's the only one that could get enough votes to pass it through. Why? Because prostitute McCarthy is followed by many prostitute congresspeople who engage in practices, like insider trading, which is legal for a member of Congress, but not legal for us. Isn't that amazing that the lawmakers exempt themselves from criminal behavior so they can make tens, and in the case of Nancy Pelosi, $500 million? Absolutely phenomenal, isn't it? So I disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene's position on this. Have I jumped off her side? No. But I will tell you this. I'm constructing a list. And let me back up because I'm getting ahead of myself here. Back in March, I came out and I said there aren't 20 senators and congresspeople who are worthy of being reelected in the Republican Party in the primaries. And you need to do your research. I'll make recommendations. You can follow up on my recommendations with your research, and you can look at this and make your own decision. But I said, if we return the same people in the primary, even if they defeat some Democrats, we will still have the rhino quotient. And we saw this in the Senate, for example. What, 18 Republicans vote to take your guns away, basically. 18 Republicans voted for the omnibus bill that is bankrupting our kids' future, endangering our banks. The rhino factor is huge. There is no Republican Party. There's only a uniparty right now. There's two different wings of the uniparty. And how long have we heard people say this? Well, it turns out when the John Birch Society first said this, and I believe they're the ones that first said it, they're branded, they're extremists, they're this, they're that. You know what? They were sure as hell right about that. So back in March, I said, you need to unelect all the incumbents unless you know you've got a good one. I would vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I disagree with her about McCarthy, but I would still vote for her because she's proven herself worthy. There aren't very many. There aren't 20. There are not 20 people worthy of reelection. Not 20. There's 434 congresspeople. There are 100 senators. That universe of numbers adds up to 534. And I'm telling you, there's not 20. Not 20. The six who held out on McCarthy, all are trustworthy. They've proven themselves. A few others caved. Doesn't mean they're bad. It means they didn't have the strength of their convictions that they feared Hakeem Jeffries would take over and become the speaker. I understand the fear. I understand why some of them changed their vote. I get it. My congressman changed his vote. I would vote for my congressman again, Paul Gosar, because he has proven himself time and time again to be on the side of the Constitution. Isn't that interesting, though, that we have a situation now where we have rhinos and Democrats, and then damn Democrats. I got to tell you, folks, they're the Borg. They're the Borg. Their vote total, except for the one day a Democrat had surgery and couldn't vote in one of the 15 speaker vote sessions, their organization was incredible. Their numbers were exactly the same with 100% of Democrats in attendance voting for Hakeem Jeffries. They didn't vary one bit. They have a singleness of purpose. Oh, they're all corrupt. But they figure we can be corrupt together, and as long as we hang together, we can keep stealing from the American people, we can take down the Constitution, we can run this government any way we want. The Republicans are just motivated by greed. They're nothing but prostitutes. And we don't have any hope with the vast majority in power. They've already sold you out. And isn't it interesting? The country's going to hell in a handbasket. In March, I say what I say. Oh, Dave, you're being too extreme. We don't want to get these people out. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. And then I come back and I say, gee, how wrong was I? They passed the omnibus bill. The Republicans in the House didn't even put up a fight. McCarthy allowed secret negotiations behind closed doors with his own party members. He should have said, you can do it, but you better hope I'm never Speaker of the House, because if I become Speaker of the House, you'll be on the lowest committee on the last position ever if you meet in secret with Democrats and plan to screw the American people. But he didn't do that because he's one of them. He's one of them. And what I'm telling you, people, I guess we had to get kicked in the teeth in the 2022 midterms where America was really pissed off. Well, it didn't change much, did it? Didn't change much. That's because you got the same people going back. See, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? Well, that's exactly what we just did. When you return these incumbents to office in the Republican Party, this is what you got. And I've said this, as long as McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel are in charge of the Republican Party, I am not a Republican. Oh, I will support some Republican candidates. I'll send money to Lauren Boebert. I'll support Carrie Lake if she runs again. But I won't support most of these people. They do not represent my interests. If you are a conservative Christian American who believes in the Constitution and you're trying to raise your kids the right way, you virtually have no representation in government now. You've been betrayed at the ballot box. You've been betrayed with our fiscal responsibility. You've been betrayed with our military defense. You've been betrayed with the border. You've been betrayed in every possible way. And the Republicans, I don't care if they were in the minority or not, they could have stopped it. They could have done filibusters of the yin-yang. They could have at least slowed things down. And they did nothing but capitulate. Nothing but capitulate. And this is why I'm telling you, Lauren Boebert for president. Why? Because she's not afraid of the swamp. But I'll tell you, that's the same attitude that John Kennedy had, and that's why he got assassinated. By the way, I should mention this to you. Over on our TV side, thecommonsenseshow.tv, and occasionally on YouTube, we're doing revivals of Kennedy analysis, and this is probably the thing that's biggest in my wheelhouse, what I know the best. And why am I saying that? Because I'm telling you, the left is the Borg, and the Borg will stop at nothing. And if a populist candidate gains momentum, again, they will never allow another Donald Trump. They will take them out. If they can't take them out legally, they can't take them out at the ballot box, they will kill them. And this is why you need to understand what happened with Kennedy, because Kennedy provided you the CIA model on how they remove leaders. They followed the same plan that was in the book, the CIA manual called, the CIA manual for Central American assassinations. And that was revealed by Cyril Wecht. And absolutely incredible, folks, what's happening in our country right now. We have been through a coup d'etat. We are taken over. We are occupied. Now, in just a moment, we're going to join Tom Rentz in the part of the interview I was able to save. And we're going to process Damar Hamlin a little bit more. We're going to talk about election fraud a little bit more. But mostly we're going to talk about what needs to be done in America to save our country. Because right now, if you continue to sit on your thumbs and do nothing, you get the country you deserve. And I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm not being condescending. I'm just saying we need to have the masses rise up. I believe we have 70% of the country on our side. It could even be higher. Okay, if we could just get half those people to act, we could disrupt their system to where it fails. And right now we need to make their system fail. And this is so sad that we're in this position. The things going on in our kids' classrooms right now and government right now would have been outrageous 5 years ago. And we just take it as, oh, well, that's just the way it's become. Times have changed. Times have changed because we have let them change. Times can change back if we force it to change back. We have a chance at a counter-revolution. We've been taken over in their cultural revolution. We need to concoct our own and stand tall and not acquiesce in any way, shape, or form. You're going to really enjoy the time I spend with Tom, even though it's much more brief than we really had intended. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the nature of the beast. We are in a war. Now, fortunately, right now, it's not a violent civil war. I don't want to see that. But if we don't turn this around, this is where it's going to end up, because people will wake up one day en masse and say, I don't have food for my kids. Where's my gun? I want to avoid that. Anyway, stay tuned. We're going to come back on the second side with my friend, Tom Renz. Illegal arms sale money. This is with the FTX, right? And so not only that, FTX was also, we think, loaded with Pentagon money. The Pentagon's failed its last five audits. 60% of their budget's unaccounted for. Now they're fighting in Ukraine. Okay, these are line item votes in the House to where we know they're spending this much on Abrams tanks, on missile systems. We should know right off the top, what are we spending the money on? Where is it going? But it doesn't. They're not being honest, and they're not being held accountable by the DOJ. The Joint Chiefs right now should be in jail. They're guilty of either embezzlement or intentional misappropriation. They should be in jail. But the DOJ is so corrupt, headed by Merrick Garland, the ultimate mafia kingpin. He will not touch this. He will not touch anything that affects the Democratic Party. So what did they do? They took this Pentagon money, illegally collected Ponzi scheme money from FTX. And where did they put a lot of it? Into American elections. It's already been revealed that FTX gave over $41 million to the Democratic Party and McConnell, McCarthy, McDaniel, the three heads of the Republican Party, the RNC chair McDaniel, now Speaker of the House McCarthy, and Senate Minority Leader McConnell, all received FTX money. Do you hear what I'm telling you? They're criminals. This is receipt of stolen property. I mean, most of Congress took money. Maxine Waters, Democratic Congresswoman from California, was asked, are you going to give the money back? Hell no, I'm not giving that money back. That's what she said, word for word. Oh, by the way, she happens to live in the biggest, most expensive home in her district. It's worth over $5 million, and she makes a public servant salary of $173,000 without any other known income. What the hell is going on there? I mean, it's just like one big bordello. Congress is nothing but a den of prostitution. These pimps, these prostitutes walk down the halls of Congress with their hand out and they go to the biggest bidder, and they don't care if it's legal, illegal, nothing's ever going to happen to them. The corruption is wholly out of control. And I was hoping in the speaker's fiasco that this would be all get revealed. But unfortunately, it didn't get revealed. All they did was deal with McCarthy, and they tried to do some meaningless concessions, and I went to those concessions on YouTube, and they were a joke. Oh, we're going to tighten the border. Really, what are you going to do? What do you mean tighten the border? There's no plan. There's no plan. And every time a state tries to do something, the feds come in and shut it down because the governors don't have the balls to stand up and say, enough is enough. You know, you look at Ducey. He tried to make a symbolic, he's a rhino deluxe, but he tried to make a rhino fake conservative appearance by putting railroad cars on the border to block entrance. And as soon as Biden says, you got to take them down. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. This is what we have. This is what we have. And even though I'll tell you what we talked about. You missed a lot of it here with the killed interview with Tom. We talked about Damar Hamlin a lot. Young man, great athlete, tremendous athlete, 24 years old in the prime of his life, nearly lost his life. And we don't know what the long-term implications are. I don't see a path back to football for him because a hard hit on the chest would prove fatal. And by the way, should we talk about his injury? You're talking to someone who coached football for a while. I played football. I understand the collisions that take place with two men that can run 20 miles an hour at each other. That could be devastating. Broken legs, broken this, broken that. But the hit that Damar took in administering a tackle was business as usual. It was no more contact than you'd see in a high school football game. This blow was not sufficient to induce a heart attack. And then what's interesting is Tom and I talked about this. The networks, as soon as this happened, within minutes, they began to run confounding pieces that said, well, there's no way this could be due to myocarditis and the injection jabs. Wait a minute. They did this within minutes of DeMar's injury. They began releasing it before he was revived. Can someone tell me how they could put together something that fast? Oh, they couldn't, could they? No, what they had to do was they know they got a problem with the vaccines. They know this is a ticking time bomb with professional athletes. And that's why they had to have the counter BS ready to run as soon as they had a high profile case. They had their high profile case and they all sprung into action. How dare you say it's the vaccine? And that's what the media was saying. Conspiracy theorists. Yeah, Tom and I talked a lot about that, but we also talked about Dr. Robert Malone, who, by the way, invented mRNA, and now because he won't go along with the fraud of the jab, they basically deplatform him, de-this to him, de-that to him. But he came out and said, well, what they're telling you medically is probably not true. The odds are infinitesimally against them being true. What is more likely is myocarditis. He had a heart attack because of exertion. That's what we're hearing. And this is what doctors are unafraid to speak out or saying. Doctors, well-trained, highly respected doctors. But that doesn't fit the agenda because now they want to inject all our children. What do children like to do? They like to run and play. What's happened to childhood injuries like this, like heart attacks? They've gone up exponentially. Because parents watch too much mainstream media. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. They think these injections are safe. They think there's no harm. Yet, if you look at anything that the life insurance companies are saying, have you seen this? This has been going on now for, I don't know, they've been noting this for about 9-10 months, that actually they've been told to shut up. But what's interesting, folks, is they're, what's happening with the life insurance companies is they're saying their death curve is double what it should be. Double. Do you know the lifespan in the United States has dropped 2 years since the advent of COVID? COVID didn't kill that many people. It's the vaccines that are killing the people. It's the vaccines that put people like DeMar Hamlin in the hospital fighting for his life, still in critical condition as of this report. That's fact. This is America, folks. This is how it is right here. I want to give you a quick update on something. Mike Lindell came out, said something very controversial about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'll address that. That was independent of my discussion with Tom. And what was interesting about Mike's statement, let me hold the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing because I want to promote Mike's products. They approached us several months ago and said, like the what you do, how you support us. And yes, Mike Lindell is a true patriot, and he has great products. Dave, we'd like to send you some of our products, and you can start to promote them on your show, and we'll share revenue with you. And I said to them, I said, no, you don't have to send me anything. Well, why not? Because my wife has already bought about everything you have. It's the best stuff that's out there. And they said, well, for your audience, we're going to make it available to you at a fraction of the cost. Minimum discounts, 50%. Do you hear what I said? And some of like the slippers, I'm looking at my slippers right here on the floor next to me. The slippers were, what, $92, I believe, and now they're like $27. It's incredible. The savings are off the charts right now with quality products. If we're going to suffer in America, we're going to live under communism, we may as well have some creature comforts, right? Well, MyPillow is the best there is. Go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And there you pop up, you'll see the catalog online and you'll see what the price was and what the price is. And all you have to do to use the coupon code is Hodges. So MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And let's suffer in comfort together. And Mike Lindell and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen, I respect Marjorie Taylor Greene. I do not agree with her support of Kevin McCarthy. That does not make her a rhino. She has proven herself worthy many, many times over. But I think she's feeling they can bend McCarthy. to their will with these demands. I disagree with Representative Green because a leopard doesn't change his spots. Kevin McCarthy is one of them. He's the consummate rhino. He's the consummate self-centered egotist. He's maniacally ego-driven, maniacally. Anyone who knows him says this. He is not the person to lead us out of the wilderness. He will make deals with Democrats to the detriment of the people of the United States. And yet she supported him. And I know why she did, because he's the only one that could get enough votes to pass it through. Why? Because prostitute McCarthy is followed by many prostitute congresspeople who engage in practices, like insider trading, which is legal for a member of Congress, but not legal for us. Isn't that amazing that the lawmakers exempt themselves from criminal behavior so they can make tens, and in the case of Nancy Pelosi, $500 million? Absolutely phenomenal, isn't it? So I disagree with Marjorie Taylor Greene's position on this. Have I jumped off her side? No. But I will tell you this. I'm constructing a list. And let me back up because I'm getting ahead of myself here. Back in March, I came out and I said there aren't 20 senators and congresspeople who are worthy of being reelected in the Republican Party in the primaries. And you need to do your research. I'll make recommendations. You can follow up on my recommendations with your research, and you can look at this and make your own decision. But I said, if we return the same people in the primary, even if they defeat some Democrats, we will still have the rhino quotient. And we saw this in the Senate, for example. What, 18 Republicans vote to take your guns away, basically. 18 Republicans voted for the omnibus bill that is bankrupting our kids' future, endangering our banks. The rhino factor is huge. There is no Republican Party. There's only a uniparty right now. There's two different wings of the uniparty. And how long have we heard people say this? Well, it turns out when the John Birch Society first said this, and I believe they're the ones that first said it, they're branded, they're extremists, they're this, they're that. You know what? They were sure as hell right about that. So back in March, I said, you need to unelect all the incumbents unless you know you've got a good one. I would vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene. I disagree with her about McCarthy, but I would still vote for her because she's proven herself worthy. There aren't very many. There aren't 20. There are not 20 people worthy of reelection. Not 20. There's 434 congresspeople. There are 100 senators. That universe of numbers adds up to 534. And I'm telling you, there's not 20. Not 20. The six who held out on McCarthy, all are trustworthy. They've proven themselves. A few others caved. Doesn't mean they're bad. It means they didn't have the strength of their convictions that they feared Hakeem Jeffries would take over and become the speaker. I understand the fear. I understand why some of them changed their vote. I get it. My congressman changed his vote. I would vote for my congressman again, Paul Gosar, because he has proven himself time and time again to be on the side of the Constitution. Isn't that interesting, though, that we have a situation now where we have rhinos and Democrats, and then damn Democrats. I got to tell you, folks, they're the Borg. They're the Borg. Their vote total, except for the one day a Democrat had surgery and couldn't vote in one of the 15 speaker vote sessions, their organization was incredible. Their numbers were exactly the same with 100% of Democrats in attendance voting for Hakeem Jeffries. They didn't vary one bit. They have a singleness of purpose. Oh, they're all corrupt, but they figure we can be corrupt together. And as long as we hang together, we can keep stealing from the American people. We can take down the Constitution. We can run this government any way we want. The Republicans are just motivated by greed. They're nothing but prostitutes. And we don't have any hope with the vast majority in power. They've already sold you out. And isn't it interesting? The country's going to hell in a handbasket. In March, I say what I say. Oh, Dave, you're being too extreme. We don't want to get these people out. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. And then I come back and I say, gee, how wrong was I? They passed the omnibus bill. The Republicans in the House didn't even put up a fight. McCarthy allowed secret negotiations behind closed doors with his own party members. He should have said, you can do it, but you better hope I'm never Speaker of the House, because if I become Speaker of the House, you'll be on the lowest committee on the last position ever if you meet in secret with Democrats and plan to screw the American people. But he didn't do that because he's one of them. He's one of them. And what I'm telling you, people, I guess we had to get kicked in the teeth in the 2022 midterms where America was really pissed off. Well, it didn't change much, did it? Didn't change much. That's because you got the same people going back. See, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? Well, that's exactly what we just did. When you return these incumbents to office in the Republican Party, this is what you got. And I've said this, as long as McCarthy, McConnell, and McDaniel are in charge of the Republican Party, I am not a Republican. Oh, I will support some Republican candidates. I'll send money to Lauren Boebert. I'll support Carrie Lake if she runs again. But I won't support most of these people. They do not represent my interests. If you are a conservative Christian American who believes in the Constitution and you're trying to raise your kids the right way, you virtually have no representation in government now. You've been betrayed at the ballot box. You've been betrayed with our fiscal responsibility. You've been betrayed with our military defense. You've been betrayed with the border. You've been betrayed in every possible way. And the Republicans, I don't care if they were in the minority or not, they could have stopped it. They could have done filibusters up the yin-yang. They could have at least slowed things down. And they did nothing but capitulate. Nothing but capitulate. And this is why I'm telling you, Lauren Boebert for president. Why? Because she's not afraid of the swamp. But I'll tell you, that's the same attitude that John Kennedy had, and that's why he got assassinated. And by the way, I should mention this to you. Over on our TV side, the commonsenseshow.tv, and occasionally on YouTube, we're doing revivals of Kennedy analysis, and this is probably the thing that's biggest in my wheelhouse, what I know the best. And why am I saying that? Because I'm telling you, the left is the Borg, and the Borg will stop at nothing. And if a populist candidate gains momentum, again, they will never allow another Donald Trump. They will take them out. If they can't take them out legally, they can't take them out at the ballot box, they will kill them. And this is why you need to understand what happened with Kennedy, because Kennedy provided you the CIA model on how they remove leaders. They followed the same plan that was in the book, the CIA manual called, the CIA manual for Central American assassinations. And that was revealed by Cyril Wecht. And this, absolutely incredible, folks, what's happening in our country right now. We have been through a coup d'etat. We are taken over. We are occupied. Now, in just a moment, we're going to join Tom Rentz in the part of the interview I was able to save. And we're going to process Damar Hamlin a little bit more. We're going to talk about election fraud a little bit more. But mostly we're going to talk about what needs to be done in America to save our country. Because right now, if you continue to sit on your thumbs and do nothing, you get the country you deserve. And I'm not trying to be harsh. I'm not being condescending. I'm just saying we need to have the masses rise up. I believe we have 70% of the country on our side. It could even be higher. Okay, if we could just get half those people to act, we could disrupt their system to where it fails. And right now we need to make their system fail. And this is so sad that we're in this position. The things going on in our kids' classrooms right now and government right now would have been outrageous 5 years ago. And we just take it as, oh, well, that's just the way it's become. Times have changed. Times have changed because we have let them change. Times can change back if we force it to change back. We have a chance at a counter-revolution. We've been taken over in their cultural revolution. We need to concoct our own and stand tall and not acquiesce in any way, shape, or form. You're going to really enjoy the time I spend with Tom, even though it's much more brief than we really had intended. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the nature of the beast. We are in a war. Now, fortunately, right now, it's not a violent civil war. I don't want to see that. But if we don't turn this around, this is where it's going to end up, because people will wake up one day en masse and say, I don't have food for my kids. Where's my gun? I want to avoid that.